Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to the I Love Politics show. And I'm your host, B. Says. And I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in this morning to the I Love Politics show. Today is Sunday, December 6, 2015. It is 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. This show comes to you from Texas. The I Love Politics show is about praise. The I Love Politics show is about productivity, jobs, volunteering, donating, protesting. The I Love Politics show is a show with an aim to see the best America ever, an aim to bring America together for the first time ever. I think we're ready, America. So I title my show today, Believers Are Admonished to Obey God, Not Men. The scripture says, you can tell my disciples when they have love for one another. And so today and for the next few days coming, you'll be hearing me talk a lot about and explain what is love, what is faith, how should we pray, should believers force their religion on others? Is it in God's law for believers to obey the law of men? These are some important issues. And these are issues that America must face. And until America is willing to face these issues and love one another, America will find itself deeper and deeper in a deteriorating manner. You know, this week, that should be of great importance to all our nation, occurred. The statement, God isn't fixing this, set off a firestorm. And 100 pastors scheduled to meet to discuss voting for the presidential candidate. Now, to my mind, then come a slew of scriptures, because this is out of whack, paid to produce a better America, or telling people, I'm praying for you. And the people who should be praying for us above all, the 100 pastors, are out scheduling meetings to set up poll activity with a presidential candidate. America, you should be concerned. What our work is dead. Doesn't matter if your work is faith. It doesn't matter if your work is being a mechanic. It doesn't matter if your work is to be a fisherman of men. Faith without work is dead. All during last week, all kinds of scriptures stayed with me. For I know Jesus binded Satan when Jesus died on the cross. And I know Jesus took the sting out of death when he rose from the grave on that third day morning. And I know Satan have no more power than we allow him to have in our life. And I know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We are to love one another. Yes, we are to pray for one another. Yes, we are to pray without ceasing. Yes, we are to assemble ourselves Yes, we ought to pray for our leaders, lift up the name of Jesus, obey God rather than man, obey man's law when it does not contradict God's word. And no, we are to render therefore unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's and unto God the things that are God's. Why is it that so many people in America, the land of the free, home of the brave, want to force their religion on others, yet one can clearly see those who are desperately trying to force their religion on others are milk Christians. And the thing about it is, when the meat Christians allow these milk Christians to dominate, there's an abomination unto the Lord. We have to practice love. We must practice work. We must practice prayer, be found forcing our religion on anyone. We've got to do better, and doing better means loving one another. There are fruits of love, and there are fruits of sin. This nation is that there are believers who are willing to stand up and speak out. And there are people who are neither here nor there, but who are willing to stand up and speak out in this nation, in our nation. And we've got to recognize those whose aim it is to be their brother's keepers. And we've got to understand that at no time ever, except for the rapture, will you find people all on one accord. It's not going to happen. Don't expect it. And those who want to be the change in America, you must find yourself playing a role. And there's roles enough for everybody. And everybody will not put on boots and go into foreign lands. And everyone will not donate millions of dollars. But all in between, everyone who chooses to be the change that we seek in America, there's a role for you. If you hear me, there is a role for you. Whether you can see or not, walk or not, talk or not, there's a role for you. I look at the protesters, and so many of the protesters' lives have been turned around. Their conveniences in life, they've given up to protest. Many had jobs and security in health care and in paying a mortgage payment. And many of them now are without securities in their life because they've been called for a greater good, to be a change in our nation. And so it's up to everyone else to find our role and to do what we can do and to do it in a giving nature and to not practice hate. Hate is a nightmare. It's a nightmare for those who the hate is aimed toward, and it's a nightmare for the perpetrators of hate. America has problems, and we have people today who choose to blame American problems on President Obama, on immigrants, which, quote unquote, really includes everybody but the natives American and the African American. But people come against groups in this country because they don't like the color of people's skin. They don't like the way people speak. They don't like what part of the world the people come from. You even got to say what part of the world. They don't like what part of the city you live in and come against you in this country. And we can stop this, for we are. We are to be participants in love and showing love, demonstrating love, demonstrating faith, demonstrating prayer, and working. There's gun violence in America. Because of gun violence, there are suicides. There are personal vendettas. And yes, terrorism falls in line with gun violence and irresponsible deaths of our kids. And as Edward Burke said, evil prevails when good people do nothing. And good people every time stands back for the loudest voice in the room, regardless of the ignorance of the loudest voice in the room. We have double standards in America. We have white supremacy in America. We have oppression in America. We have inequality in America. We have racism, institutional racism. We have pure D hatred, envy, lust. The land of the free, home of the brave. And all people are at liberty to speak in this country, except for our president. I've never once in my lifetime seen actual elected officials who make it clear that the president needs to shut up, that the president don't have a right to speak, but everybody else are at liberty in America to speak ill will of the president. And it's blasted across headlines, and it's blasted online. But God forbid our president speak truth in our nation, about our nation. Followers of Christ, this Sunday morning, can we touch and agree in prayer to obey God, that the fruits of our faith prevail in our nation? For if believers cannot come together, cannot expect anything from the secular amongst us. We have work to do. And the thing about it is believers, followers of Christ, can get the job done. For scripture says one believer can send 10,000 angels on the run to do God's will. To know that, and you have to believe that, and you have to pray about that, and you have to act on that. For faith without work is dead. This morning, I don't sit and look at MSNBC in a manner that I have in the past, because I don't like the slime leeching stuff that comes out of a lot of the hosts there now, and the people that the hosts invite on to share their expertise. President Obama is being blamed for a divided nation. Nation has never been unified. This has never truly been a United States of America. It has not. This nation has never ever reached out to every citizen. It has not ever happened. And those who say it is time to rebuild America, no. We don't want to rebuild America, move forward and build the America that we should have had. If not before slavery became law, at least the America that we should have had after slavery was abolished. Because many, many African Americans went all about their way, claiming nothing but freedom, waiting not for the 40 acres and the mule, but just so glad to have freedom that they took to the pathways and made their own pathways with hobo sticks, with whips on their backs, with whatever they had. This America has never been a United States of America, but it's time, and it shall be. Because we have the warriors out now seeing to it that it happens. And it is up to believers to see to it that the warriors have everything that they need. And it starts with donations. Back it up. It starts with believers praying. And I am not talking about believers that we paying $200,000 and $300,000 and $400,000 a year to think they've done their job when they say, I'm praying for you. Because those are the people who are cutting the benefits of veterans, passing bills for first responders, and those are the people who are doing away with programs in America to keep Americans from dying on the street, and those are the people who have tried 60-something times to appeal the Affordable Care Act in America. Those are the people who are saying to us this week, I am praying for America. And someone, I choose to believe, someone who was a believer, said something to the effect, God ain't fixing it. It's up to us. God has given us everything that we need, along with the power of prayer, to fix every issue that faces us 24/7. And we're not doing it. And when I say we, I'm speaking especially for believers. Because let me tell you something. I'm a believer. And I try to follow believers. And when anybody, believer or not, when I'm online, asks, pray for me. Pray for my family. I do not ignore that. If I see that swimming through my timeline, no matter when it was tweeted or when it was put through on Facebook or whatever else, I am going to take that moment right there and say at least done, if nothing else. I'll close off my blogs and different ways of communicating with our nation by asking for prayer, sometimes for myself, sometimes for loved ones, sometimes for people I know nothing about except for to know they've been through some things, and I know it has to be trying, and so they don't have to ask me. We got work to do, America. We have work to do, believers. We have work to do, doers of the word. And it's up to us to get it done. Believers. It's up to believers. Yep, that's our responsibility. That is our responsibility. And I take my responsibility as a Christian seriously. I do praise, I do politics, and I do productivity. And it costs me. And I do it gladly. So to the MSNBC guests today, you think President Obama should have known about the two people in America who did evil and took the lives of 14 people, if you think President Obama should have known about that, then you don't know American history. You don't know our nation's history. Because President Barack Obama did not create terrorism. It was here when he came into this world in 1961, into this divided country. It was here then. We the people need civil rights groups, agencies, civil rights protesters to continue to come against issues that's terrorizing and destroying our nation. And we the people must see our nation's inequality for what it is. The inequality in America keeps us in poverty or within arm's reach of poverty, leaving workers able to only fight for food from day to day. So when people don't vote and when people don't come against bills that's going to harm them and people question citizens, you tell me how a man or a woman who has to put food on their table and end of the week to put that food on their table can go out and fight other battles. They're fighting a battle day by day. It's called food and shelter, and they can't fight these other battles. They don't have the time. They don't have the energy. They don't have the money. So we the people have to seek our nation's inequality and see this inequality for what it is. Point it out, call it out, no matter who it is. If President Barack Obama come against poor people, call him out. If your neighbor come against, call him out. Because you see, our poor are busy seeking food, seeking shelter, seeking health care, staying out the way of dirty police. We the people must support these civil rights agencies and activities with our monies. If it's no more than $5, if it's no more than $2, you find somebody and you send that $2 and you pray about that $2. And you tell God what you need him to do, how you need abundance from your $2. Promise you, the God I serve will magnify your money and he will open the windows of heaven and pour down blessings on you that you can never even dream of when you seek him first. You know, the way to oppress a nation is to see to it that the workers have low wages. The way to oppress a nation is to see to it that the workers have no jobs. The way to oppress a nation is to see to it that there is inadequate housing. The way to oppress a nation is to see to it that 911 is the health care that they have and no other health care. And the way to oppress a nation is to keep nourishing white supremacy. That's how you do it. A homeless, hungry, jobless, ill, racist nation won't have time to fight voter ID laws, won't have time to fight police brutality, won't have time to fight greedy, corrupt politicians and CEOs. You can't do it. Your belly is slapping your backbone. You can't fight. You laying out in the street under paper at night. How you going to go fight somebody? You sleeping in your car and a family or children and your and spouses in these cars. How you going to go and fight somebody about voter ID? Fight it will perish. And this is where this nation is headed. Unless working class people come together in strength, because there is strength in numbers. And this nation has better realized that. And our strength is not coming from politicians. It is not coming from media. It is not coming from CEOs. It is not coming from the Supreme Court of the United States. It has to come from us, We the people. Because media is busy doing this thing. Politicians are busy doing their things. Law enforcement is busy doing their things. Our courts are busy doing their things. And we the people are busy sitting and waiting for a break. Crumb. Dear media, when you lift up that which destroys or that which seeks to destroy, you are oppressing the least of us in our nation. And there's a God. Politicians who are saying today that our nation's visa programs are a bad law, these are the same laws that gave U.S. citizens homelessness and no jobs. Because those visas have been bringing people in here since in the 80s or the late 70s. Foreigners have been flown into America, and jobs that would have gone to Americans are going to foreigners, and it's under the visa program. You better read about your nation's history. You better read about these visa programs in America. These visa programs didn't just get bad. We got networks that set up with programming that gives daily 24/7 satisfaction to people who would seek to harm our nation, be they domestic or foreigners, 24/7, by the CEOs who we buy from. Now, we got to learn to boycott these CEOs and their products. If they don't care about the consumer, then the consumer has got to show them that we don't care about them either. And let me say this. I heard a Republican bloodsucker say this morning on MSNBC, conflicting in America today, how people want to tie gun violence in with terrorism. Well, what is conflicting in our nation is the GOP, who are paid tax dollars, and their work makes it easy for those who would harm others by way of gun violence. That's what's conflicting, how so many well-educated Republicans and Democrats can pretend that gun violence and terrorism in no way has nothing to do with the deaths of innocent people in America. It is time for all of us to take concern by first pray without cease, have faith, and work for a truly United States of America.